Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you for joining me and tuning in. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, all one word, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, I am available for you. Reach out, message me. You don't have to do this alone. Let's find a way, a class, or perhaps even my Empowered Spirit Program to help you reconnect with your spirit. Or if you just want some support, come on over to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's where the conversation continues. So how is everyone today? I know this time of year can get very interesting out there, especially these next several days when we look at the energy of spirit, of soul work, including our own. We look at the work that we've come in with and perhaps even the work that others go out with and leave you with as well. You know, I believe that we all come in with a soul vibration, a soul purpose. We all have a certain frequency that we vibrate with. When we look at vibration, that frequency, and perhaps even light, we can really understand all the many different spirit energies. Because a soul is made up of particles of pure light. And if we think of light as the purest frequency, we can really understand this better. Right? We can really begin to look at all those different dimensions, the different layers, the different vibrations, and then we can start to really open up and understand. I think that when we come in with a part of us that still attaches with divine spirit, right? We come in and we incarnate, there still is that little seed of energy there. But then we also bring in the energy of the cosmos, the galaxy, the star system. And then we come into the earth, and we bring in that physical part of the earth. And then this is where we have that awareness of each and every one and feeling that connective energy. We're all cosmic beings. We are all connected. So this time of year when the veils start to thin, right? We see this in the physical form by the light outside. Look at it in the afternoons. Look at it in the morning. Look at it in the evening. Everything is shifting around right now. And then we look at the cosmic energy, right? We're in that Scorpio energy. Scorpio is all about going deep, dark, looking at that spiritual energy, really going in there and finding the messages, right? And we look at this energy as we open up, and this is where we can start to look at that vibration, that different dimensions. This time of year, the soul energy comes forward. We have this Halloween, we have this All Saints Day, the Saban energy, to help us really start to tap in to that deeper part of who we are and that soul purpose that we're here for. So yes, I do believe that we can connect with those that have passed. We can talk to them. We can build that relationship with them. And that energy can grow and guide for us all through the years. I know I shared this morning on my blog post that, you know, I had been really vulnerable about, I really, back in 1987, Halloween, I was in the hospital. I had had a 20-week-old pregnancy that had a fetal demise. And so I'd lost that little baby, but yet I felt that presence around me. And that really took me deeper and deeper into my soul to really open up to why did I feel this presence? What was this about? Why every time a year when this energy came around, I could feel it even greater and even more. And that's really one of the things that did lead me to understand and really lead me to learn more and more about the soul vibration and the work that we come in to do. And now, yes, I have. I've studied much more. I work with the Akashic Records. I look at that soul energy. I look at how we connect with the life purpose energy. And yes, we can. We can tap into the soul energy of many of those that have crossed over for us. And that's the energy we come into this time of year. So just think about it for yourself this moment. What does this energy do for you? When we come into Halloween and we see all this energy around us and we move into the holidays, have you noticed that shift as well? Can this take you deeper and deeper into your own soul's work? That's exactly what this time is about for us right now. So let's just take that thought and let's open up this energy just for a moment. Let's bring our energies together if you can. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Let go of all that running around. Inhaling. And exhaling, bringing that breath all the way back down deep into the earth as we open up to divine guidance, our masters, our teachers, the spirit world. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us, to offer their messages for us right now, all for the highest good. Inhaling, opening up that breath, and exhaling, feeling your connection to the earth. Feel that light body, that column of light within you, connecting heaven to earth, opening up the vibrations. So today I'll start off this puff of readings with a message for all of us right now. Just opening up to the spirit world, taking in this message that comes forward at this time. There is always more than one side to an argument, two sides, if not more, to every story. And hundreds of ways to be right, be different, be at odds, and so on. So today, as we move forward into this energy, this is all about suggesting that instead of looking for differences, find a meeting place of agreement and approach this experience with understanding and compassion. Seek common ground and understanding how another person thinks or feels. Don't let judgment get in the way. Yes, the spirit world, judgment is such a different thing. Observe, discern, but accept that others have different stories and experiences and journeys, and some people might refuse to remain open to another's point of view. Really beautiful message for right now, what's going on in the world, all that's coming forward. So no matter what, you've been presented with a great opportunity to explore a new way of doing things once common ground is reached. You're attracting people and situations that enrich your life and bring you wonderful things to learn. You're loved so much. So just taking this in and think in your life where there may be another side to a story you haven't been able to see, and know that those above us take so much of that energy of emotions and judgment out of the way, helping us to open up, helping us to find that common ground, because then so much can be attracted into your life. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale out, attracting life into your life. Coming back, just opening the eyes, noticing where that message resonates for you today. So when we work in the spirit world, we do need to be mindful of our energy. We need to be careful. We need to be really kind of exact in terms of how we ask. So when we start with the meditation like we just did, it clears the energy for protection, right? And then what we want to do is we want to formulate our question, right? The more specific we can be, the more they can help us. And then we also want to be really kind of specific in who we are asking in. Who are we asking this message to come from? We don't want to open it up to anybody. Too much energy out there. At least that's how I believe. We don't want to open it up to everyone. We want to open it up to specific energy. So we call it in. We listen. We interpret it. Understand where it hits us in our own body as well. And we always remember that we are always in control of this. Be the boss of this energy. All right? If we're being mindful of who we're calling in, what we're asking, that will help very much. We can always end. You can always end the energy at any time. So just take a nice deep inhale. I'm going to start here with the caller with the numbers of 3640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, and who am I talking to? Where are you calling from?
You're speaking with Rose from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose. How have you been?
Oh, Well, my question today is because I have money concerns, and I'm wondering, what do you see in my future, if there's going to be an improvement or if you see any unexpected cash coming? That's why I'm calling.
All right, so you're calling in from your higher guidance. All right, so take a nice deep inhale. Calling in from higher guidance, this message of money, what's blocking it? How can she open up to it? Tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so here's what comes forward with this question. And if you have some money concerns and you're out there listening to and wondering about it, take this in and hear what you hear. Notice what you notice. Do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspirations might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you, you are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for spirit, letting you know you're a living channel for this awesome, creative, co-creative energy. When you're feeling inspired, it means you heard us. Inspiration means spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are here on earth. Your purpose is to discover your spiritual nature, and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved. All right, Rose, so where is that hitting you? What did you hear from that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. What is it that inspires you, right? What is it? Keep moving on what inspires you. So don't stay in that same old energy. You're asking about money. Open up to the inspiration of Mother Earth right now. Open up that first chakra. Bring it in from the earth. What inspires you about the work that you're doing? That's where the flow of abundance is for you. Right there. Beautiful message from spirit right there. What is it that inspires you? Bring that inspiration in through the crown chakra. Breathe it into the earth, moving through the first. Then bring back up from the earth through that first chakra with that inspiration. That's how we do it. That's how we connect to that flow of energy, especially abundance is what you're asking for. Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your spiritual practice? That was the second message that I picked up from that. What is your spiritual practice?
I don't know what that means. What is my
Do you meditate? Okay. Do you meditate?
Yes, sometimes.
All right. So this time of year, especially, meditation is very helpful. You can get lots of inspiration and lots of messages from meditating. Meditate, use your breath, do some yoga, do some energy work, learn a new technique, learn the oracles, learn some pranic healing. You know, there's so many modalities out there. Take a workshop, especially over the holidays, like when between now and the end of the year, take something that will inspire your spirit. And that will help make a difference, too, for the co-creative energy, bringing that forward for the abundance in your life. Lots of opportunities out there for you, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, take upon it. Absolutely. Hey, stay safe up there in New Jersey. I hope the storm isn't too bad.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yes, be sure to follow me. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right. So take a nice deep inhale. If you're listening for that message there. Beautiful message coming forward. Yes, following that inspiration. Don't stay in the same stuck energy. All right, so let's take another call now to 6797. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Donna. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donna, where are you calling from?
California.
All right. So who would you like to get a message from today?
You mean on the other side? Someone on the other side?
It can be someone on the other side, someone that you've lost. It can be your higher guidance. Anywhere in that spirit world, we can reach into those vibrations. Who would you like to get a message from? That's what we're talking about today.
From my mom, because I heard her voice and she told me, she's on the other side, she told me that I was going to be rewarded. So I don't know what she meant by that. So if you could pick up anything from my mom onto that.
All right. So take a nice deep inhale and let's just see if we can open up to what that message is. All right. Inhaling. What's your mom's name?
Anne.
We share that in common. All right, so removing any matching pictures. Let's just bring in what we can from her for this guidance for you today. So there are times when loss is a part of life, like losing your mom. Sometimes a loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation that's not really in alignment with your highest good. And sometimes a loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, your experience is asking to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in destructive ways. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that you let go of what has passed. Even more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. So this is really about that grieving energy. How long has it been since your mom has passed?
32 years.
Yeah. All right. And that's a while, right? And we still remember her and she still comes in for messages. Yeah, definitely. So there's definitely something about opening that heart energy for that reward to come in. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like it has something to do with that. That reward of opening up your heart, loving you more, will help you to bring something forward in that. That's what's coming forward from this. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'd like to meet someone. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So maybe that's the reward coming up for you. So open your heart, love you, all right? And then see what comes forward from that. And love mom too. All right. Beautiful message. All right. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, absolutely. To your spirit, follow me on Blog Talk. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Beautiful message coming forward. Our mom energy is always with us. It really is. Definitely. And we just open up and let that come in. And then sometimes the exchange comes forward in so many ways like that. It really does. I know my daughter talks about meeting the person she's with now on my dad's birthday after he had passed, and they were close, and that energy becomes very special as we lead from one kind of love to another, definitely. So just take a nice deep inhale, kind of brings tears to my eyes on that one. And just exhale out. All right. A few more here. Calling, this is a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. What a master number. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, my name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Mexico.
All right. How's it out there? Is it still really hot?
Chilly.
All right.
A little chilly. Getting ready for Halloween.
Right. There you go. Yes, it's that energy. Yeah. So who would you like to receive a message from today?
I would like to receive a message from my higher guides and my ancestors on the other side.
Okay, you have a question in mind?
Yes, I have a sister who's selling my dad's house. He passed away, and I just want to make sure she's going to be fair and honest, and everything will be divided fairly because there's been some history.
That is very strange energy. I do understand that as well. All right, so let's turn the question over to the higher guides. Take a nice deep inhale. Bringing in your ancestral energy. Moving through that veil. Opening to receiving. Miracles never run out. Look back over your life and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any help from you. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. There's a big part of that message there, right?
Yes.
Just it is in the right circumstances, the right time, and that ability for you to pull back a little bit is beautiful because you can let it happen. All right. Spirit also wants you to know that miracles are being concocted for you and you will never, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver, and when they will show up, but they will. All of that is Spirit's department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You're incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. And they also say, relax. They're on it. All right. So the beautiful message that comes forward is that synchronicity, right? The right people, the right time, and that pulling back of energy. And as you do, yeah, the other miracles that come forward.
Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Good luck with that. And trust. Yes, I can relate. Definitely. Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Wow. Another tingly message there. Beautiful, beautiful. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale out. All right. Trusting, yes. Trust, trust, trust. Very important. All right, let's take another call. 8292. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's calling?
Nisa.
Hi, Nisa. Where are you calling from?
From New York.
Okay. Do you have someone in particular you'd like to receive a message from?
From my guide.
From your dad?
No. No, I said from my guide.
From your guides. You're breaking up. I'm getting half syllables. All right. From your guides. All right. And you have a question in mind for them?
My love life.
You're breaking up kind of, but hold that question for you. Hold that question as we open up and bring in your higher guides to help you understand this. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. The first message that comes in is to celebrate life. So there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what we will not let you down. No matter what, Spirit will help you. They won't let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way at this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, they are there for you and can stop freaking out about getting a hurt and relax into the transition into something new. So there's the message right there for you, right? Celebrate life. Transitioning into something new is really important. And letting that fear get out of the way for you right now is really important as well. Trust that all the elements are in place and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you'll land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got you covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Misa, that's always the hard part, is taking that leap, right? We can do, want to make changes, want to make new ideas, but it's taking that trusting and just really stepping into that new space. So this time of year is a good time to open up to spirit energy that way and ask for that support, create that relationship that you can just say, okay, I want to take this leap. I'm going to do it. And then you hold that conviction within your own soul, because right now soul work is very high. You know, meditate, sit with that energy and ask yourself, where can I take that leap right now?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Stay safe in that storm up there.
Okay.
Come join us over the Empowered Spirit Circle. Find us on Facebook. Thank you, dear spirit. All right. Very important, right? That leap, it's always hard. I know myself. Sometimes just taking that next step is the hard part. But when we do, we can learn so much. And that's what soul work is all about, right? I know I've fallen many times. And when I learned the term course correct, just shift a little. That's all. And keep going. Very important. Yes, very important when we manifest and we put ourselves out there. And right now, you know, the universe is calling us to make these changes, calling us to stand strong in our spirit. I know I've stepped up my game. How about you? All right, so take a nice deep inhale. Let's burn a little sage, clear out a little bit of energy. All right, let's see here. The next caller looks like 6317. Hello.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Who am I speaking with?
First name is James.
James, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
All right, Florida. So do you have someone in particular you would like to receive a message from?
Sure. Message from a higher self, higher perspective.
All right. Higher self, do you have a question?
I'm wondering if they have any insight or guidance about my life's purpose.
Okay. So just take a nice deep inhale. So that connection with the earth, and bring that energy all the way up, opening the crown, going up into the higher chakras, going up into the higher dimensions, life purpose. Inhaling and exhaling. All right, let's see what comes forward. We have stuck two cards, so let's see what one, two say. All right, starting with the first one, is a celebrate life card. So you do have a very unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. That's the first message right there. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at more special places where, poof, you're perfect, happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all life's adventures. Time to discover your talents and your full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you and to risk, I think this is the hard part for you, to risk standing apart from the crowd. It really is time to listen to your soul. From our soul purpose comes our life purpose. You are special as much as you are also paradoxically one with the world, individual, yet part of a great whole. Do you know this? Both truths have led you to this moment. Yeah. Led you to a moment where you can say yes. Know that you're on the right track. This question, this inquisiting energy that you're bringing forward right now, you're definitely on the right track. All right. I think it's your ego that's struggling with this from knowing this inside your soul. Tell the ego to take a little break and then just keep checking in deeper and deeper with your spirit. So what do you know in there, my friend James? What do you know? What are you struggling with? It's standing on that edge, isn't it? It's standing apart, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It is. All right. And that is stirring you up, right? And that's creating some change that's making you uncertain. Yeah. So you're talking to me, my friend. And let me tell you, I am one that is an advocate for people's spirit. I'm a one that says, what is that purpose for you coming forward? Generally, soul purpose comes in from our previous lifetime. And then we try to connect it to our life purpose in this lifetime. So there are many ways it can play out. But the thing is, and the thing I know, we have to stand on the edge. We have to take that chance, just like that last card we were talking about, taking that leap. That's the hard part. So your soul is definitely crying for you to go in deeper and deeper and deeper. All right. The answers are there. Don't be afraid. Yes. Also, too, one of the other messages, remember I told you there were two cards stuck together.
Right.
So let go of the branch that you're clinging onto. All right. Let go of that. Let the river flow. All right. There's a beautiful quote. I can't think of exactly what it was, but it's like a Joseph Campbell quote that comes forward. You know, take one step towards her and the gods will help you take the rest, right?
Mm.
Follow your bliss. We all know that one from Joseph Campbell. So those are those two coming for you. I hope that helps you to understand that more. Don't let the ego win.
Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes, that feels good to me too. Yes, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Come on over to the Empowered Spirit Circle. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
To your spirit. Absolutely. All right. Let's take a nice deep inhale. Just exhale out. That was big, right? Bring that message forward. Inhaling and exhaling. All right, 8679. Hello?
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 Hi. Hi.
Hiya. How? Good. How are you?
All right.
What is your name?
My name is Elena. I'm calling from New York.
All right, Elena. I hope the weather's not too intense up there today. I heard it was.
A little bit. No rain. Wind. A little bit. Better than yesterday.
Okay. Good to hear.
Yeah, thank you. I want to ask, see, my husband is see my daughter the job, my daughter do the subject, my daughter do, see my husband is see, we're going to have a bigger success. You understand me?
No, I did not understand. You want a message from your husband?
Right. The work
okay.
My daughter do, got a bigger success, you know.
Oh, so what, for your daughter. All right, so let's bring in a message from your husband for your daughter, all right? Take a nice deep inhale. And just exhale out. Open up to the energy of all around, bringing in that love of your husband. Inhaling and exhaling. So the energy that comes forward is really about her dreams, all right? So the message that comes in is about how amazing things seem to come around full circle. All right. So maybe there's something coming around full circle for her, right? That's not seen right now. So you wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. You thought it was time back then, but your vision knows better than your small self. So she knows, but that small self, kind of like we were talking about before, the ego can get in the way, right? Especially when desires come forward. So there is some new opportunity that's coming forward to do things from a different, this is more updated perspective, all right? So we don't do the same thing all the time, but we take a new and different perspective from it, but it could be an old thing. It could be a family business, right? Something like that, all right? Yeah. Could be a side idea from a family business, you know what I mean? That kind of thing, yeah. So there could be a feeling of being called in two directions, all right? So knowing those places is really important. Sometimes one is so new we don't understand, or maybe it's a totally different new idea. So just know that that's okay. Allow her to be guided. Allow yourself to support her with the guidance from your husband, right? From him crossing over, knowing that there is his guidance that'll come forward. And just keep reminding to her to stay in the present moment with these dreams. Don't get too far off because that can scare. That can get us out of track there. Overwhelm is the word I'm looking for. So just trust that there's something coming full circle that she's involved with, and really, really give trust and really give guidance to those dreams. How does that feel?
All right. Okay.
Yeah?
You're going to find the fiancé soon, my daughter.
Excuse me?
Forget about it. Very nice. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, dear, too. Yes, empower those dreams for her.
Okay,
yes,
thank you
for listening. Thank you for calling in to your spirit.
Bye.
Yeah, sometimes we can get filled with emotions. I do understand. When we bring in the love, those that have passed, something coming full circle, some kind of old family tradition coming forward. Follow those dreams in a new way. All right, so just take a nice deep inhale and exhale out. Know that these messages are around us all the time. Meditating, practicing, opening up your live body can help you to receive them and build that relationship each and every year as you grow and as their spirit moves on. So just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And let us just go to close the energy, thanking Spirit World for guiding us, for bringing us these messages. Grounding our energy, coming back into the present time. Here we are on Monday, the 30th of October, as we open up into this beautiful energy ahead of us with Halloween, All Saints Day, the Sabian energy. Check in with your loved ones, those present and those past. Inhaling and exhaling. All right. So be sure to follow me on Blog Talk Radio or catch me at my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, empoweredspiritshow.com, for updated events and upcoming episodes. I'll be back next week. I think my guest is Russell Hooks, who's a social media guy, and talking about the spirit of the city as we return to the creativity and the spirit, creativity and the spirit episode, the series. All right. This Thursday, I am offering a private Zoom call for spiritual leadership. If you are being called to step up your plate, to come into the mastery level of Reiki and to move forward, join me for this mastery call on Thursday at 6. You can find more information about that on Facebook in the Empowered Spirit Circle or at my website, spiritual-development-academy.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Be careful out there with the spirit energy. Keep your energy safe, strong, protected, and grounded, opening up to all that is. Thanks again for joining me. This is your host, Tarian Hyman. Have a great week. Take your spirit with you. Stay grounded. To your spirit. Namaste.